From Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news, liberty, and to make an everlasting covenant. Isaiah is proclaiming the new and everlasting covenant of God in a lament of lost and broken people. Last week from Joel, remember we learned God does not leave God's people. God's people leave God. Today, God will show the people through Isaiah good news to the oppressed, liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners, and yes, God will bind up the brokenhearted. God does that today in a way that may sound foolish to some. God will instruct God's people to do all the things I just said God does. God tells us in Scripture that the second greatest commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves, is like the first, to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and strength. Luther would say if Jesus were here today, sick in your community, you would go to him, visit him, and care for him in any way you could. However, if you have a neighbor that is sick in your neighborhood and you go to them, you do the same thing to God. We serve Jesus when we help our neighbor in need. Matthew 25 says, when you do not do these things for your neighbor, you do not do them to Jesus. The everlasting covenant of God comes to the people in the good news and the liberty in the binding up of brokenhearted by the people of our communities. We share the open gate of God's righteousness with our neighbor because that is what the Spirit of the Lord brings for us in the everlasting love of God. Isaiah proclaims the Spirit of God, bringing good news, liberty, and an everlasting covenant through the coming Messiah. Advent is a time to lament as we wait. As we wait in our lament, remember God has opened the gate of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who gives us life. As we wait, let us bring good news, liberty, and see the open gate of God's everlasting covenant for all people. Amen. Let us pray. Spirit of the Lord God, you bring good news to the oppressed, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and release the prisoners. You comfort all who mourn and shower your people with the oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a faint heart. We will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our whole being shall exult in God for the sake of the one who brought righteousness to life, our open gate, Jesus Christ, our salvation. Amen.